Hello, this is the Fatigue Podcast. I'm your host, Kate O'Riordan. I'm a nutritional therapist and chronic fatigue recoverer. So my mission is to help women with fatigue, brain fog and bloating to have more energy to do the things they enjoy and get things done. If you're looking to feel energized and normal again, then you're in the right place. My goal with this podcast is to share my story of how I recovered from chronic fatigue syndrome, share others' inspiring stories, and share useful nutrition tips on how to have more energy. Welcome to the Fatigue Podcast. Hi everyone, and welcome to today's podcast episode. So when you listen to this episode today, you're going to discover how you can stop eating sugary sweet foods even when you feel very tired. So I'm going to show you in the next 10 minutes how you can do that. So this is how you can, you know, stop giving in to sugar cravings, even though they're making you feel terrible. Okay, does that sound good? So stay with me. So in fact, what I'm going to tell you is a secret that I teach to my one-to-one clients. And I'm so glad you're going to stick around, because this tactic I'm going to tell you, I mean, it's not only helped me, it's helped so many of my clients. So this is for exhausted women who want to avoid eating sugary sweet foods. You know, when they come home feeling tired and they just, you know, they crave something sweet and they just go to the cupboard and grab some biscuits or something. So I'm going to share one thing that I did that really transformed my sugar cravings. And it was not too long ago when I used to crave sugar when I was feeling exhausted and when I had chronic fatigue syndrome. So I immediately thought to myself that I'm fed up of giving into these sugar cravings and then feeling terrible afterwards. And it's no way to live. I mean, who wants to go through the day and feel like that? And in those times, I couldn't have even imagined that I could overcome my sugar cravings completely and for good. That just felt like a non-thing for me. So here's something to think about if you've just tried to beat your sugar cravings using willpower alone, even though, you know, other people on Facebook groups that you're part of, you know, told you, oh, you need to stop eating sugar to have more energy, but you tried using willpower alone and it didn't work. So what if this worked instead? Then you'd be able to go through the whole day without eating these sugary foods and feeling terrible and lethargic afterwards. So this is a tactic that I use with my clients. So I had a client called Liz who came in and she was feeling very tired. So if she ate a piece of cake, she would literally eat the whole thing because of the cravings. Her sugar cravings were just so strong. And she'd come to the point where she was very overweight due to overeating, and the pressure was causing pain in her hip. So that's awful for her. So when we implemented what I'm about to share with you and with Liz, it took her 4 weeks, to be able to overcome her sugar cravings and, you know, stop overeating. Even when she went to a wedding, she said she didn't have the cravings. And she didn't have the urge to eat, you know, the wedding cake. And for her, that was life-changing. Plus, she knew she no longer had to feel guilty for overeating cake and, you know, then suffer with hip pain and lack of mobility and poor sleep the next day. She also lost some weight and felt energized. So Liz was really happy. So before I go further, if you don't already know me, I'm Kate and I work with, you know, tired women with brain fog and bloating. to have the energy to exercise more and get things done and be more productive. And just in this past week, I had a client who, got rid of her sugar cravings, lost weight, improved mobility and her energy levels. So what actually is the problem with sugar? So for a number of reasons, so added sugar has got no place in a healthy diet. So it's a refined food, so it doesn't provide any nutritional value, only unhealthy, empty calories. And as your body quickly digests refined food, the sugar hits your bloodstream fast, and this causes, an immediate sort of energy spike. However, this is soon followed by an energy slump as your blood sugar level rapidly drops. And often you get cravings for something else, sugary and sweet, to get that sort of energy raise again. And then you get the blood sugar roller coaster, which perpetuates itself because you have fluctuating energy levels throughout the day. And also, when you get a blood sugar dip, it causes your adrenal glands to produce cortisol. And over time, this can lead to adrenal fatigue if you're constantly pushing your adrenal glands, with blood sugar spikes and dips. So there are other problems as well with fluctuating blood sugar levels, such as when your sugar isn't burned off as energy, such as during exercise, then your body stores it as body fat, which can lead to, weight gain around the middle. So that really sort of belly fat that you really don't want. And also, eating sugary foods, it can cause mood swings, irritability, aggression, even depression, reduced sex drive, night waking, often with a pounding heart, hormone imbalance, and tiredness. So, additionally, sugar can feed, gut infections such as candida overgrowth, which can lead to further sugar cravings, blood sugar imbalance, fatigue, bloating, and discomfort. So that's sort of what the issue with sugar is. So here's what you need to know now to get the same or similar result as Liz, who I mentioned earlier. And this is so you don't have to feel out of control with sugar cravings, overeating and gaining weight and feeling tired, but actually being able to overcome your sugar cravings and feel energized and amazing. So, do you want that? So, okay, cool. So, I'm going to tell you how to do that. So, here is one thing that we did with Liz that I really believed helped her to avoid, having the cravings to eat the sweet, sugary foods when she was feeling very tired. So, here's what we did. So, I did this. I gave her some healthy snack ideas that contain protein and healthy fats. So examples could be, a handful of nuts with a piece of low glycemic load fruit or protein balls. So this helped because protein and healthy fats break down and release sugar slowly into your bloodstream. So this keeps you feeling full for longer and prevents blood sugar level spikes and sharp dips, which lead to the sugar cravings afterwards. This also leads to you having, stable energy levels throughout the day without getting that, afternoon energy dip. So just having the energy to keep going throughout the day and be productive throughout the whole day. Okay, so I hope that tip helps you and that you're going to go and implement it. And I would love for you to tell me to come and find me, send me a private message, tell me if you did it and how it's transformed your sugar cravings. So, yeah, I'd love to know. And if you think that that's going to help you, or if you want more information on how to overcome fatigue, I'm doing a free web class next week for people who suffer with being exhausted. So it's called The Three Secrets to Stop Feeling Tired, even though you've been trying for years. So I'll put the link below in the description. So yeah, go and sign up. It's totally free. And I've created this because I want you to have more energy throughout the day. And when you watch the web class, you'll discover three secrets on how to have more energy and stop feeling tired. And I'll be sharing process that I use with my clients as well, which is really powerful. So do go and sign up. And even if you can't make it live, I'll be sending out a replay 24 hours after the webinar. So you can still sort of watch it, even if though you can't make the time. So yeah, thanks so much for listening, everyone. It's been great chatting to you today. So I'll be back next week again with more helpful, tips for overcoming fatigue, with nutrition and lifestyle. So wherever you are in the world, I hope you're having a lovely day, or night, and I will look forward to speaking to you soon. Okay, take care, everyone. Bye for now.